And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings and burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that what? Altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee into." If you read that, what did Solomon ask for? Wisdom. He said, "Grant me wisdom that I may lead these people of yours." Now hear me, every child of God in the house, hear this. The Bible says that Solomon offered unto God 1,000 burnt offerings. That same time, God appeared to him and said, "Solomon, what do you want?" So, Solomon, you know, the offering of Solomon was as a result of what he wanted. Yes, he loved the Lord and offered. God came there. God didn't say, "Oh, I have received your offering. Thank you very much." God knew there was something on the mind of the young boy that made him come to offer 1,000 burnt offering. So Solomon offered, and God appeared. God said to him, "Ask what you want." Solomon said, "God, I want what? A wise heart, so that I will be able to lead the people." So what was Solomon asking for? Wisdom. Is somebody in church? So for Solomon to have access to wisdom, Solomon did what? Offered 1,000 burnt offering. That drew the attention of heaven, and God came and asked him, "What do you want?" So listen now, everybody hear me. I may be correct, I may not be correct, but the truth is that for Solomon to have access to wisdom, it costed Solomon 1,000 burnt offering. Because until 1,000 burnt offering was made, God did not show up. It was when 1,000 burnt offering was given that God showed up, and Solomon said, "Give me wisdom." So the wisdom of Solomon was as a result of what? 1,000 burnt offering. So what it simply means, 1,000 burnt offering is not 1 naira. Because I've studied, and they say that offering is worth thousands of dollars. Hallelujah. So for somebody to have, so what it means is that if Solomon never had money to do the offering, probably he wouldn't have had access to wisdom. Nobody's true. Because it requires money to buy the offerings so that you can sacrifice. So assuming Solomon never had offering, he never had money to buy those 1,000 offerings, he wouldn't have access to the wisdom. Because God wouldn't have shown up. Because it was as a result of the offerings that God just came. I don't know whether somebody's here. No, on a simple note, on a normal ground, that's when you read the scripture, that's what you can make out of it. Why didn't God come before Solomon did the offering? So the wisdom of Solomon, so to say, God said him like 1,000 burnt offering. So if Solomon is in our dispensation today, like so many people pride themselves and tell you, "I was on the mountain for 30 days and 30 nights without food, God showed forth." So if the person wants to write a book on how God answers prayer, what is the recipe? He will tell you, if you want God to answer you, do what? Be on the mountain 30 days and 30 nights. I don't know whether people are here. So if Solomon is to write his own history, he will tell everybody, this wisdom, it didn't come cheap. I had to offer sacrifice 1,000 burnt offering before God could show up. So if Solomon is writing a book on how God shows forth and gives wisdom, he tell you, go and look for 1,000 burnt offering. If you don't have it, forget it, because God is not coming. I don't know whether somebody said. But Jesus came in. He said, that wisdom that Solomon got, greater than Solomon, is here. You know, if you read the scriptures, you discover that the Bible says, there is nobody like Solomon that has wisdom and not the rest of them. from the time of John the Baptist till now, how does the Bible say it? It says, upon everybody born of women, there is nobody that is greater than John the Baptist. So, including Abraham, Abraham was not greater than John the Baptist. But the Bible says the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. In Matthew, where we read, the Bible says that greater than Solomon is here. So, who is he talking about? He's talking about himself, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know what I'm discussing today? I'm talking about wisdom. Talking about wisdom. Talking about wisdom. Greater than Solomon is here. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're talking about wisdom. Can you give us 1 Corinthians chapter number 1? Verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus. Can you give us another translation? This one. Do you have New Living Translation there? Give it to me. New Living Translation. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be what? Wisdom itself. And what again? And what again? God made Jesus wisdom itself. So when we talk about wisdom in this dispensation, we are talking about a person. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Look at what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get what? Understanding. Verse 8. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to what? When thou dost embrace what? Verse 9. She shall give to thy head, and what? Ointment of what? Grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the main thing. So what were we talking about? We are talking about the main thing. We're talking about the precession of Jesus. The Bible says God made him wisdom itself. So every child of God that has Christ in him has wisdom already. Wisdom for a child of God is not as a result of gray hair. You see, the wise words of the fathers. It's not because you have gray hair. It's not because you have lived for 100 years. A child of God possessing wisdom is not because of age. A child of God having wisdom is because he has Christ in his inside. Because God has made Christ wisdom itself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wisdom. Wisdom. But let's still get to the normal definition of wisdom. I say wisdom is a rare attribute. Anywhere it is located, things are in order. Anywhere you see things in order, wisdom is a manifestation. Thank you, Jesus. From dictionary definition, we see wisdom as enlightenment. Oh, no wonder the Bible says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The same person, the same wisdom. The night. Hallelujah. Very important. Hallelujah. So the word Sophia means what? Thoughtful, sagacious, discreet by implication, or cautious in character and intelligent. When you say somebody, when you talk about Sophia, talking about somebody that is discreet. Discreet means you are able to do things without, you are not disorderly. That's why Apostle Paul, in talking to the Corinthian Christian, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 40, say, let everything be done decently and what? In order. It is wrong that I come to your house, not only me, everywhere, scattered. as a Christian. No. God said, the Spirit of God that is in us, the Spirit of wisdom that is in us, will teach you all things. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether somebody said, wisdom is the principal thing. A child of God has wisdom already. Bible says you don't need anybody to teach you, because the Spirit of God that is on in you, the Spirit of wisdom, will teach you all things. You see, some designs may not go. Some people bring a catalog. Catalogs are good. But you have a more divine catalog. That when you sit down and design clothes, people will be asking you where you got it from. Somebody that designed that, where did he come from? The person that designed the one in the catalog, where him from? One day, a boy went for an interview and asked him, where is your certificate? He said, I don't have anyone. He said, you are not qualified. He said, no, I'm qualified. He said, why? He said, in this field, so he said, the best person that got the degree in that field, who taught him? He never considered him. The best person that graduated from that department, who teach him? How did he get the information? Professor of mathematics, and he got professorship from so and so person. That one got from the first person, where did he get his own from? And everybody was quiet. Say, I better give me a job. Hallelujah. I don't know whether somebody said, wisdom is the principal thing. That was why God looked at Jesus, a whole man. God said, you are my wisdom. I have made you my wisdom. So what it simply means, if Jesus enters you, greater than Solomon has entered you. So you cannot be talking about Solomon. People paid to come and hear Solomon, Queen of Sheba. The Bible says the people of this time will rise up and condemn you. The Queen of Sheba will, because she had to travel far to come and hear the wisdom of Solomon. But the Bible says greater than Solomon is here, and that one is in you. You can be talking about you not having wisdom. They can give you a job, you fail. They give you something, I don't know what to do. Your husband is not around. You are now disorganized. You don't know what to do. Your husband is not in the town, and there is no phone. You are just a disorganized person. A child of God with the Spirit of God in him, Spirit of wisdom in him. You don't know what to do because your husband is not around. You don't know what to do because your boss is not around. Kabah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you in church today? Amen. Apostle Paul prayed for the Ephesians. He said, I pray for you that your eyes of understanding be opened. I pray that the Spirit of wisdom be given so that you will know the hope of your calling. For you to know, you need wisdom. You need the manifestation of wisdom. Isaiah said, arise, shine, for your light has come. It is possible that light is there, but somebody is not willing to arise to shine. He said, arise, shine. Your light has come. Your light is already there. But your responsibility is for you to arise. Some of us are still sleeping where light is. Of recent, I said, asking God, I said, God, I want to own my own place. Tired of working for somebody. Some of us want to retire in that company as they said you are, what did they call it? You are co-director. And you just be like this. You know who I am? They wear coats, they walk up and down. It's your life. I said, God, I'm tired. Last night I woke up, I began to enumerate things I want for my own. I want a place that I can call my own. I can't have what I have and still be meddling with somebody's facility. I should be able to employ others, and people lead that and pray for me. Say, God, I thank you for our empty. It is sweet to answer in their prayer. Somebody's out here. Hallelujah. Are you in church? May the spirit of wisdom that is already in you be manifested in the name of Jesus. It's a spirit of discretion. If you're a teacher, you enter the class and teach. Every child wants to listen to you. If you're a tailor and you carry your, you sit down to make somebody's clothes, even if the person brought a catalog, say, just make it exactly like this. By the time you finish, your own finishing should be different from the finishing of another person. Somebody will look at it and say, wow, wow. Madam, which school did you go to? You know, most, one day I finished preaching when we were in Research Academy. Somebody said, hey, which Bible school did you go to? I said, no, I've never been to one. He said, it's a lie. I said, I've not. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm here. Somebody say, I am here. Listen, any of you that comes to me and say, Pastor, they pursue me for work because of inefficiency, I will pursue you from my office. As they pursue from work, and as I pursue from my office, come and get out. I'm not serious. How can they pursue from work? How can? It's supposed to be that you want to resign. People are dying. They are begging you. You can't carry somebody in your car and the person remain the same. Because the way you even drive, he will be like, okay, where did you learn your own drive? Listen, it's applicable in every way. In every way. Somebody say here. Wisdom. Somebody say wisdom. Wisdom is the application of knowledge, as you have said. The Bible says in Psalm 111, verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, that wisdom is the principal thing. Hallelujah. But can I tell you something? Wisdom is the word of God or Christ in manifestation. Hallelujah. Listen, if wisdom is application of knowledge, and the Bible says, hallelujah, that Christ is the wisdom of God. Amen. So what it simply means, wisdom is the application of Christ or application of the word. At any point in time, you apply the word. Listen, no matter what the situation is, it should change. People will see it and see something. But look at this. As I close, oh, thank you, Jesus. Let's look at James chapter 3, verse 13. You can also write 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17 to 31. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. Oh, I don't have time. I would have read that scripture. But look at James. Okay, give us 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. 1 Corinthians 1, 17. 1 Corinthians 1, 17. 1 Corinthians 1, 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Not with wisdom of what? Words. Give us another translation there, please. Not with wisdom of words. Christ did not send me to baptize. He sent me to tell the good news and to tell it without using the language of human words, wisdom. In order to make sure that Christ's death on the cross is not robbed of his power. That's good news. And go very fast, we are going down. For the message about Christ's death on the cross is nonsense to those who are being lost. But for us who are being saved, it is God's power. The scripture says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and set aside the understanding of scholars. So then, where does that leave the wise? Or the scholars? Or the skillful debtors of this world? God has shown that this world's wisdom is what? Foolishness. For God in his wisdom made it impossible for people to know him by means of their own knowledge. Impossible. You can't know Christ by your own knowledge. Instead, by means of the so-called foolish message we preach, God decided to save those who believe. They call it foolish message, but that's where the power of God is. Ahem. Verse 22. Jews want miracles for proof. Greeks look for wisdom. As for us, we proclaim the Christ crucified, a message that is offensive to the Jews and nonsense to the what? Gentiles. But for those whom God has called, both Jews and Gentiles, this message is Christ, who is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Every church member, hear me. Everybody, please hear me. If you are sleeping, wake up. I want to tell you something. Christ is not only the power of God. Christ is the wisdom of God. Everything you see in the kingdom is in two folds. When you look at the fruit of the Spirit, when you see the fruit of the Spirit, you can equally see the gift of the Spirit. When you see Jesus as a lion, you will also see Jesus as a lamb. When you see Jesus as Son of God, you will see Him as Son of Man. Are you understanding? He is not just the power of God, He is the wisdom of God. So many people that don't want to be balanced, they tend to grab Christ on the wisdom, on the power aspect, forgetting the wisdom aspect of God. I want to show you the wisdom of God, what it entails. Because that's why a pastor can finish sleeping with another person's wife and come to the pulpit and see preach, and things will happen. Blind eyes will open. People will prophesy. I tell you, you are from Igrita, Chokocho, you are from so and so place, and some of us are baffled. Is he not the same man that just committed adultery the other day? Is he not the same man that just fought the other day? Is he not the same man that just cheated the other day? Is he not the same man that is very fraudulent? Listen, Christ is not only the power of God. Christ is the wisdom of God. And I want to balance the message for you. If somebody is only hanging on the power of God, missing out the wisdom of God, the person can never be a balanced Christian. And the person should watch it. He may not make it. If somebody is always on the wisdom of God, forgetting the power of God, the person may not be able to accomplish much for the kingdom. Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. He is the Sophia, He is the Exousia. Oh, somebody's not here. Hallelujah. He is the wisdom of God and the power of God. A Christian has to have the two for him to be balanced. You need the knowledge of the two, the wisdom of God and the power of God for a balanced life. Hallelujah. So that you don't get confused. That man of God, if they do anyhow, but see, post the user. Eh? Remember, power of God, wisdom. But look at the wisdom of God, how it is. You know, some people feel, you know, for somebody that is in that kind of life, you come out, you know, it can be deceptive. You just finish sleeping with somebody's wife, and the next minute is for you to come and preach. And you're on the pulpit. As you're preaching, things are happening. The person will be like, wow, oh boy. Hey, if not like this life day now, may I just balance here? Anything while once I climb pulpit, nothing will happen. It's not only about preachers, including music ministers. Yeah? Some music ministers can come from a club. One day they gave the music minister a microphone. He started with Celine Dion. Where is he coming from? Where is she coming from? Club. Eh? The best music that came, I believe I can fly. That's where the best music comes. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It's also possible that the person just came from the boyfriend house and just came, carry microphone, as if they sing, people they call. Say, oh, if not like this, I'm not saying, no problem. Power of God is strong. The wisdom that the Bible talks about, let's look at the characteristics. There are seven characteristics of this wisdom. The book of James, chapter number 3. And I will close it from there. James, chapter 3, verse 13. James, chapter 3, verse 13. And there are... Sorry, give me King James. Give me King James, please. No verse. Hallelujah. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of what? Good what? Conversation. His works with meekness of what? Wisdom. Verse 14. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against what?
The truth.
Uncle, be fast. This wisdom, that is the one he's talking about. This wisdom descended not from above, but the wisdom is what? Earthly. Is what? Sensual. And is what again? Devilish. So, two kinds of wisdom. The one coming from the earth and from the devil, and God's own kind of wisdom. Bitter envy, strife, jealousy, and all the rest of them. Some people may see it as wisdom. Let me give you an instance. Maybe where you are living, you come and tell some people, you see, those are our neighbor, don't greet them. To you is wisdom. You are trying to protect them. Eh? Don't greet that woman, don't greet that man. You tell your wife, if I see you in that woman's shop, don't ever greet the man. To you is wisdom. You tell your husband, eh? I saw you as you were driving, you greeted that girl. If you greet her again, this house will enter two of us. So your husband, they go now. I think they're going to keep the place straight. I don't want to offend my wife. You feel it's wisdom, but that is not wisdom. Bible says this life is what? Devilish. It is what? Sensual. Born of the senses. It is what again? It is earthly. But give me verse 16. Verse 16. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. For where envy and strife, my wife must wear. Who is the struggle? You kill yourself. I know you come to because I know get you. You don't move yourself. Who are you struggling with? Who are you competing with? I see my car. You know they be see anybody. Hey, Papa Grandeur will stop for you to enter. No, I know they go here. You know they go. They just at end. You know green. You don't want enter motor. Enter motor. You know get. The day when you get, no wahala. Why are you like that? Somebody will wear clothes. You go and analyze it. And that clothes, you think it's fine. No, not great out. I know the day when she buy them. You know the day when she buy them. Yes, your material growth is fine. You did kill yourself. Why did you kill yourself? Inside church, your power. Inside church. Pacify one word. How much do you get when you did in one word? I don't advise him. Don't advise him. One advice. I don't advise him. Men just men hang in coat according to his height. He don't know his height. Did he tell you that he doesn't know his height? What is making you to advise? Some of the advices we give are as a result of envy. God will help us in Jesus' name. Advisor. Don't advise yourself. I beg. Shift. Verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure. Look at the characteristics of this wisdom. When we finish with that, you will notice that every of this sin is the same character of the person of Jesus. The wisdom that is from above is first of all what? Pure. There is purity with that wisdom. It's pure. Carry another woman. You sleep with and finish. You delete all the contacts, all the existing. Store the person's name with a man's name. To you is wisdom. But the Bible says, your wife look at you. But the Bible says, everybody wake up. Oh, wanna wake up. Wanna not make me first. Wanna wake up. I'm talking now. Hallelujah. You store the person's name with you store with Mr. Kingsley. Mr. Kingsley, let him be person is Adobe in Roman. But on your phone, it's Mr. Kingsley. least anytime you call me, if I call you Mr. Kingsley, answer. Oh, because I must be in the house with my wife. So you don't package yourself now. You don't package. Or the woman, you go just do all the runs. Clean mouth, come back. Let me tell you something. Evil does not last. Go and note it. Evil does not last. Evil does not last. So she has boys, has girls that we are doing working for her. The Bible says this. Please, don't be offended. It's first pure. Then it's what? Peaceable. Then it's what? Gentle. Easy to be what? Entreated. That's wisdom. Why will you stay in quarrel 2 days, 1 week? No. You don't know me. You don't know me. If you offend me, it will take heaven and earth for me to forgive you. Me. You better not cross my way. If you offend me, I can keep malice for 1 month. See her fire. See, you don't enter. You don't enter. Easy to be entreated. If they say sorry to you, forget it. Must you even get sorry before you forgive? What did you say sorry to God before He forgave you? Those of us that are recipients of sorry. Full of what? Mercy and what? Good fruit. Without what? Partiality. When it has to do with your family is correct. The other people are wrong. Without partiality. And what? Without what? Hypocrisy. That is the wisdom from above. 7 major things you know about this wisdom. They are there. And if you look at that, look at this and look at the life of Jesus, there is no difference. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm full of wisdom. Somebody say, I'm full of wisdom. Rise up. Let's pray. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ask God for His grace to walk in this wisdom in every aspect of life. Do you know it takes wisdom to train the children? Do you know it takes wisdom to run a church, to run